Welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there is more than one way to eat, train, and live. I'm your host, Jimmy Kim, and thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your first time checking out the show, hello and welcome. I want to mention a few things before we get on with today's episode. There are only a few more days to book a 30-minute free coaching call with me. All you need to do is subscribe to remixmyfitness.com, and you'll get access to my calendar where you can book and we can talk and start to map out a strategy to get to your fitness goals your way. But remember, you need to book before July the 31st, 2018. While you're on the site, you can check out the new Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz. I use these series of questions to help identify what kind of workouts would best suit my clients. Now, why is this so important? Because without knowing this, you can waste money, resources, and most importantly, your time. Why waste time doing push-ups and burpees if you absolutely hate it? We get so caught up thinking about the end results, the number on the scale, the six-pack, and the amazing booties. It doesn't have to be just about going to the gym, running on a treadmill, eating your chicken breast and broccoli. So go check out the Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz. So if you've been stuck doing the same thing over and over and over again and without getting any results, you gotta go and check out the Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz, because it'll help you think about and motivate you on how to get to your goal your way, the best way. And finally, if you're still stuck after doing the quiz and you're too shy, or maybe you're not ready to do a 30-minute fitness coaching call with me, I'm asking you, the listeners, to send me over your questions that I'm going to answer right on this podcast. Anything about fitness, exercise, workouts, food, life, anything. I'll answer it in our next podcast. So you can reach out to me on social media, in our Facebook community, or you can email me at jimmy@remixmyfitness.com, or you can go to my site where there's just no excuse not to get into contact with me. If you just type in Remix My Fitness, you'll get in touch with me. There are zero excuses for you not to get your question answered. And even if you want to ask for that friend who may be too embarrassed to ask themselves, you can be that conduit for them. And you can tell them that you asked Jimmy on the Remix My Fitness podcast their question, and I answered it. So now, in today's episode, we're approaching the home stretch with Dave. We are on week number 7, and I just threw in an unexpected twist on it. Please excuse my voice in this episode. I must have caught the cold that Dave had last week, but my energy level and everything, I was still there. So Dave, who is 40 years old, lives out in Portland, Oregon. Dave and I have been working together for the last 7 weeks. And over the last 7 weeks, we've been through all the regular stuff that happens when we start training. I know when people start training, they want these perfect scenarios. But if you've been following Dave's journey, you'll notice that there are no such things as perfect scenarios. In the last 7 weeks, he's gone on vacations, he's had colds, he has had family obligations, injuries, loss of motivation. So we've actually had to change goals a few times during the last 7 weeks because of those same things: injuries, family obligations, time. Instead of running a race, which Dave and I originally had planned on doing, we decided to opt out and do a time trial workout challenge. But I wanted to do something more with Dave. He's a carefree, fun-loving guy. He's got access to the outdoors. And I started to notice that he loves doing a little bit of the off-the-cuff kind of workouts. So I've been working on my handstand game for the last month. I have no real practical reason why I want to do a handstand other than I just want to build this particular skill. So I mentioned that I'm building a skill and it's not a workout. And I call it a skill because my mindset has to change, and your mindset has to change if you're also trying to build a skill. The difference between a skill and a workout is, to build this skill, I need to be more frequent with my training. And with such an aggressive exercise, or what I would call like a heavy joint exercise, like the handstand, I can't be working out like this for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, or an hour at a time. Because what will happen is the chances of me getting injured are going to be much higher. So instead, I have to break these up and I treat this as a fun activity. So sometimes I'll use it as a warm-up where I'll only practice with the warm-ups, the progressions, and maybe actually practicing doing the handstand, it will be maybe 5-10 minutes. Sometimes, at the very most, 15 minutes long. I'm in no rush to get the handstand done. So I had Dave do what's called a donkey kick as part of his workout assignment, which happens to be a progression to the handstand. Dave told me how much fun he had doing it, how it actually didn't feel like he was working out. So it got my wheels turning a little bit, and I thought maybe Dave would love learning how to do a handstand as well. So this week, I approached him about it, and let's check out what he has to say.
So Dave, I was actually thinking about you. One of your comments that you made recently got me thinking a little bit.
In the group?
Not in the group. I think you sent me a Skype message.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, which was, you told me that you liked the donkey kick move that I sent.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and there were a couple like alternative moves there. What did you like about the donkey kick?
You know, I like the fact that I was trying to, I don't know. It just seemed like it was kind of more like my style, like jumping, but not too hardcore jumping.
Okay.
And, it was like, I'm trying to balance almost. It's like, okay, I can't go up too high because I don't want to do a backflip.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so that's one of the things. I just like I like a bunch of the exercises, you know, I like the sumo squats. I mean, there's lots of things I like. I think there's probably some things that I don't like as much either, you know, like things probably that I'm not very good at.
Mm. So this is what I was thinking. That I actually threw that in there because I was wondering what you would think of it. Whether you were gonna come back to me and say, "Jimmy, that move is super silly," or
"Oh, no kidding,"
or "That move was like pretty fun." Because so we have a couple different challenges going on, right? We have with that time challenge that I got you to do. We sort of still have the race challenge, but I think that's kind of we've put that on pause right now, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think I could do another race. It's just that I don't have the time to train for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, unless you think I do, I don't know.
I'm just worried, like, well, you know, we only have a few more weeks left together, right? So at least a few more weeks in this time slot. The time-based challenge that I sent you, where you did all those exercises and you did it as fast as you could,
mm-hmm.
I still want to do that, one. But two, I wanted to have another big challenge that I want us to do. So this is what I was thinking. How would you feel about doing like a handstand? Can you do a handstand now?
No, I mean, I could, but I'd be afraid I'd flip over and hurt my back. I always kind of like messed with handstands, but never really did them because, I didn't want to hurt myself.
You didn't want to hurt yourself. So what if we build the confidence to be able to do a handstand or get as close to a handstand as possible? How would you feel about that?
Sure.
That sound good?
Yeah.
Because I've been working on my handstand as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was just, I don't know if you caught one of the episode with Coach Graham. It was called The Freedom of Having No Goals.
Oh, right. Yeah, I did a little bit of that.
Him and I, we were chatting. I think that's episode 9. Episode 9 is the freedom of having no goals. And we were just talking about, I was asking him, like, what are you working on right now? And he's like, oh, you know, it's going to sound silly, but I'm working on a backflip.
Huh.
And I'm like, why are you working on a backflip? And he was just like, because it's just badass. You know, I just want to do it. And I was telling
that's
him,
true.
Yeah, sorry, Dave.
No, I was just going to say that I just think like if I could break that out, my kids would, they'd love it.
You know, but I at the same time, I was like, you know, I'm actually working on a handstand. And when someone asked me, like, why do I work on it? I was like, I don't know. It's just badass. I just want to be able to do it. You know, like to kind of have that kind of, for me, I think I want to have that control to be able to, if I want to do a handstand, I do a handstand. And that's,
yeah,
probably one of the main reasons why I exercise, I work out, because I want to be able to, you know, if this chair or something was in the way, I'd be like, okay, I want to be able to lift it, or if I need to bend down, I want to be able to have the ability to bend down and get low, so You know, things like that. So that's my reason, my goals for working out. From what I see from when you work out, I don't think it's a big strength thing that's going to get in the way. No. But yeah, a little bit more of a confidence thing.
And I think of the people that are, you know, occasionally, because I do these part, like yesterday I was at another random just roadside, whatever it was, park kind of area. And yeah, I mean, people are watching me, you know, and I'm kind of like the funny guy out there with his pink, you know, I actually have a pink yoga mat, which is also pretty funny. just because it's the one I've had. So I kind of show up and I get my pink yoga mat and I kind of do all my weird moves. I think people, like, they're watching the donkey kick. And they're like, yeah, that guy, he's got some weird stuff going on over there.
I hear that. So what we could do is I can send you some progressions. We're not going to go right into like a handstand. There are progressions to it. And the one thing, well, the one big thing about the handstand that people aren't aware of, like for you, what do you think makes the handstand difficult? Or what do you think is required to do a handstand?
It's just the balance of coordination. Because I know for sure I can easily hop up onto my hands. It's just the coordination of like getting that ability to flip up and stay up, mm-hmm. as opposed to flipping over on my back or mm-hmm. not going up far enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So at least we're on the right track, because most people think that to do a handstand, you need to have really strong shoulders.
No, I can tell you just from the donkey kick. I mean, I was, you know, trying to not go up too high because I was worried I was going to flip over.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then you're hitting it on the nail here, right? Which is there's the coordination, there's the core strength involved with this, and this all kind of lines up with some of the weaknesses that you have, right? You have the lower back pain. You have
and the core,
right? Those ones you scored the least
I'm still struggling. Like, you know, this week I think I sent you a message. Mm-hmm. Trying to do the 20 reps. I mean, it was my stomach was getting really tired.
Right.
It was really obvious.
Mm-hmm. So I think with having the combination of doing bodyweight workouts and then another day or two where you're working on the progressions, because now we're going to be building. I mean, we're building strength and we're building cardio, but also right now we're building a skill. And when we build a skill, the formula to build a skill is a little bit different than when you're trying to build strength or improve on your cardio or trying to lose weight. And the main difference is when we're building a skill, the focus is on frequency. So the more often that you can do and practice the handstand, the faster that you'll get better at doing it. Mm-hmm. With that being said, we're not practicing doing a handstand hours at a time, 30 minutes at a time. That's not, because what happens is when we do things more frequently, the chances of your muscles fatiguing, getting tired, and increasing the chances of your injury are much higher. Mm-hmm. So because you're doing it more often. So the goal is not to work handstands until you're fatigued. The goal of working the handstand and handstand progressions will be getting comfortable, doing it more frequently, and slowly over the next couple of weeks, increasing the difficulty level of your progressions. Sorry, 1 second, Dave.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to do this. I
said
that
one.
You
want
this
one?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Dave.
TV. Sorry. Oh yeah.
Time to change the channel. TV.
Yeah.
if you could spare 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes a day, even if you can't get your regular workout in, we could do you can at least work on your handstands, on your handstand game, which is
sure.
Yeah, which I think is pretty. Would you could do it at home? It would only take 5-10 minutes and. Almost like you're working on a skill every time.
That's cool. So we do just the normal exercise and then add on the handstand.
Add on the handstand, yeah. So what do you think about the hands? You like kind of a little fired up for it, or?
Yeah. I'd love to. That'd be fun to. Yeah, it's funny because I've thought about it for years.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's doable, and I think it's doable in the time that we have left together, and so we'll have that, and we'll have the bodyweight challenge. I'm going to send you the stuff that I've been working on for the handstands and a couple new moves for you to do. And That's what we got going on.
Okay, hey, before I let you go, too, I want to remind everybody that we've just come to the agreement that it looks like you are going to be on my fly fishing podcast to talk about rotator cuffs.
That's right. And, you know, maybe on the Wet Fly Swing podcast with Dave. So the tables will be turning.
Yeah.
And where I'll be where Dave will interview me.
And it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I'll give all his listeners all the wrong answers.
I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait.
This is we'll have a good time. We'll have a good time. So
yeah.
So yeah, you know, come check us out. We'll definitely let you know. Probably definitely before the conclusion of our 12 weeks, our 12 weeks online, anyways. So, we'll definitely keep everyone updated. Actually, some of the listeners have reached out to me about you.
Yeah,
and I know a few of them have gone your way to your podcast to listen to it because they're just like avid fishers. What would be the right term here?
You say anglers.
Anglers, they're anglers. You know, anglers, I don't know how many of them do fly fishing, but I know a few of them like just they fish. That's what they do, you know, in their spare time. You know, and
that's great.
They're like, oh, Dave. One of them's actually his name is Dave, and he likes fishing. And I've always known he's loved fishing. And he's like, it trips me up every time you say, hey, Dave. And he's like, I feel like you're talking to me. And so that, I don't know, that's a pretty fun.
Well, just to finish it up, the way I feel about fishing is I of course love fly fishing, but I think it doesn't matter. It's whatever you love, you know. If you love fishing bait, that's great. You know, as long as I think you're out there and you're in the natural environment, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, very cool, Dave. Well, let me know how everything goes this week as per usual, and let's connect. Let's get the handstands. Let's crush that old time. Let's build that core strength, and let's get it going.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to you later, Dave.
All right. See ya.
Bye. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. If you want to get advice like Dave, I'm offering a 100%, no hassle, no pressure, 30-minute coaching call with me over Skype. All you need to do is go to remixmyfitness.com and subscribe, and you'll get a link to book a coaching call with me. Now, you have to do this before July the 31st. We don't have to do the coaching call before July the 31st, but you do need to book before then. And while you're on the site, go check out the Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz, which will give you the next piece of the puzzle to help reach your fitness goal. Not just the quickest or the best way, but the most fun way. And this is kind of funny because it turns out the more fun you have doing something, it ends up being the quickest and the best way, because you'll actually do the work. So that's it for me. I hope you all have an amazing weekend. I hope you go out there and set some goals, challenge yourself, but most of all, have some fun. Until next time. Peace.